Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. For over 15 years, the IBM Center for the Business of Government has sought to connect research to practice, sponsoring third-party research on a broad range of public management issues facing us today. Information technology, IT, has made possible the availability of real-time data and the tools to display that data, such as dashboards, scorecards, and heat maps. Due to advances in computing and communication technology, the costs associated with creating real-time data on a variety of objects, agents, and events have fallen drastically, prompting the rise of an ever-evolving concept known as big data. CIOs now seek the most cost-effective, innovative ways to deploy big data, given limited funding. This has boosted the use of data and evidence by government decision-makers in meeting their agency and program missions. But what about the use of performance metrics by chief information officers themselves? Professor Kevin D'Souza has tackled the issues facing today's federal CIO, big data and measuring IT efforts, in two distinct IBM Center reports: Realizing the Promise of Big Data, Implementing Big Data Projects, and his most recent IBM Center report, Creating a Balanced Portfolio of Information Technology Metrics. Kevin joins us today via Skype. Kevin, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Kevin, big data is a concept that has exploded in recent years due largely to our ability to store and analyze massive amounts of data efficiently and cost-effectively. But what is big data? And perhaps you can explain for us the evolving concept of big data.
Absolutely. And so big data has exploded, as you have noted. And I think in the last couple of years, what we have seen is an explosion in the amount of interaction between various databases. And so not only have we seen a growth in terms of the volume of data that we collect and the variety of data that we collect, but how those various data elements are now linked from a network perspective has undergone radical transformations over the last couple of years, especially given all our new data collection and identification protocols. And so really the key element in terms of what makes data complex is the ability to tease apart the various connections among the databases and deal with the volume and variety.
Yeah, I'd like to continue on the public sphere and actually talk about, maybe you could describe for us how big data is being used, say, at the federal, state, and local government levels today. And your report, perhaps you can tell us a little bit about, using the examples, the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and the New York City Business Integrity Commission, sort of illustrating how each one at a high level are using or employing big data.
Right. And so basically, what we are seeing is a replication of approaches and applications from the private enterprise into the public sphere. So the IRS, just as an example, we all basically report our income taxes on a regular basis. And what the IRS is trying to do is identify efficient ways to catch individuals who basically try to scam on their income tax. And so what they're doing is they are analyzing patterns in their database to draw out anomalies that indicate actions of fraud. And this is quite common because the same applications are used by credit card companies and others to identify instances of fraud transactions. And the New York example is one where basically, New York has pretty much been the leader in urban areas because of the mayor trying to invest in data-driven analytical approaches. So New York has had many applications to identify things like the illegal dumping of oil from restaurants, to identifying how various apartments are being used for illicit purposes. And in Massachusetts, you have a rather interesting example where the state government is collaborating with their leading research institutes, most notably MIT, to basically transform how they design and allocate resources for public services and also enable for more evidence-based approaches to the design of public policy.
So Kevin, what are some of the key implementation challenges facing CIOs and their organizations as they undertake big data projects?
So I think the two major ones that I would like to highlight, I mean, there are plenty, but I think the two major ones are, one, I think CIOs, like most senior executives, just have a number of items on their plate. And so to really take on a big data approach, you have to decide up front, what are you not going to do? And so most CIOs that I talked with highlighted the issue of limited bandwidth. The other related issue to limited bandwidth is a lot of IT organizations invest a large amount of their budget, and this is especially true in the government sector, on maintenance of existing infrastructure. And so you have very little in the way of resources to actually invest in brand new projects. And data projects are not cheap to do. There is the issue of resources as well. So those are the two from a strategy perspective. And a third one is, in most agencies, the way in which data has been collected needs to undergo transformation in terms of making data usable for analysis. And so there's a lot of data governance issues from an access viewpoint, but also from a data cleaning viewpoint, that need to get addressed before you can truly leverage the data for analytics.
So what are the three key stages in implementing a big data project?
So you begin with what's considered strategic planning. And so this is where you really, really think about what are the opportunities that big data and analytics provides to an agency in terms of, number one, organizational redesign. How do you organize your work? Two, in terms of how do you deliver your services to your constituents? And number three, how are you going to innovate? So you have to think through the strategic elements and plan for them. Then in the planning phase, you really have to get into this whole aspect of building a coalition around the big data projects, because big data projects cannot just happen within IT. They have to involve other units. And so a element of the planning phase is actually to build this coalition. And then once you have a coalition and you are ready to go, you have to begin by choosing what element of the big data opportunity space are you going to go after. And most CIOs begin with the lowest hanging fruit, but depending on where an agency is, you know, they may go for other projects. Once you get into execution, this is where you are really, really focusing on making sure that the project is executed effectively. So the CIO is very involved in keeping their other stakeholders involved, and they have to communicate on a regular basis about the project, have to identify issues and manage the scope creep with big data projects. There's a very large propensity for those projects to just increase in size and scale. So a CIO has to be very deliberate in terms of managing the scope. And then once the project is implemented, you really have to invest in the learning or the post-implementation. What did you learn from this effort, and how are you meeting your intended metrics? So those are the various phases at a pretty high level.
Yeah, and that's a good thing because, you know, recognizing that big data projects are complex efforts to undertake, the following are best practices. I want to talk about best practices or steps around the planning phase. Could you tell us something about the key steps that make up the planning phase?
You almost, you know, always have to begin by reviewing your organization's policies and rules and regulations because, again, big data needs to be made relevant within the context in which an agency operates. And so even though you may want to do X, Y, or Z with big data, if it doesn't fit within the governance protocols of the agency, you are not going to be able to do so. So you really begin by reviewing the governance and other regulations around how your agency operates. The next thing, as I described, was building your coalition. Then right after building your coalition, you begin by articulating the broader opportunity in terms of what does big data give your agency, whether it's in terms of redesign of structures or a new way of delivering your services or in terms of innovation. So you go through that. And then you, as a CIO, have to choose which element of the opportunity space are you going to go after. Once you do that, a key next step is to make sure that that opportunity is aligned with the goals, and you have individual or organizational champions who believe in the project and are ready to invest in it. Once the project goes beyond the planning phase, then you really, as a CIO, have to be very, very careful in terms of making sure that the data is protected, and you have to be the privacy advocate throughout the effort to ensure that you don't end up doing things unintended with data that is off the public nature. So those would be a few of the major steps.
And you mentioned the execution phase. After the planning stage is complete, it's time to begin the project, the actual project. What are the key steps that make up the execution phase?
Right. So as this project is launched, one of the key activities is for the CIO to keep a regular check-in or know the pulse of the project as I described it in my report. It's very important because these projects can run into pretty muddy water quite quickly if the CIO doesn't intervene as early on. Communication, both with the project team, but also to the project's sponsors and stakeholders, is very critical. Then you have the activity of making sure that the project stays focused on its original goals and that you are not trying to change the project from its original intention, either due to new technologies that may emerge in the market space or even due to scope creep. And the last activity is probably the most hardest for a CIO, but it may be necessary to actually terminate the project midway execution because of changes in the organizational or environmental conditions. So CIOs should always be prepared to pull the plug on the project if it is no longer relevant, or it runs into major issues given changes in the environment. So those are the major steps.
How is government leveraging big data? We will explore this question and so much more when our special edition of the Business of Government Hour, A Conversation with Authors, returns.